producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the Doug Stanford Good Day program. A lot of trendy stories today. Jennifer Horn and I are here to talk about them, along with Ken Kessler, who's monitoring social media. Lots of focus on Powerball, the State of the Union address, and the fact that the NFL has approved moving the St. Louis Rams to Los Angeles, and apparently the Chargers have an option to share the stadium. This would be the first time this was ever done, Jennifer. We were talking about this the other day, how the new stadium is being built there. One team could use it one weekend, and the other team could use it the next weekend. Seems to make a whole lot of sense. As a matter of fact, it gives cause to think, or maybe pause, as you think about all of the, like New York has two football teams, doesn't it?
New York, the Giants, and the Jets.
Yep.
I don't think they share a stadium, though, do they?
No, but why don't they? That's a question.
It makes more sense.
It comes up out of this. Why wouldn't you have two teams in these bigger cities like New York? I don't know if Boston could support two football. Maybe they could. There's a lot of interest in sports, certainly in Boston. Could Washington support? Some teams work hard to get an audience and to get fans and other teams. And I don't mean just in football. Certainly the same could be said for basketball and baseball. But it's an interesting concept that hasn't, I don't think, been tried before. Has it? Two major league teams using the same stadium.
I don't know. I don't know why it wouldn't have happened before. I just don't know that it did.
I don't think it has happened before.
Yeah, to me it makes sense. I mean, I know that was one of the conditions that Stan Kroenke was hoping to meet when he decided he wanted to move the Rams out here, because it helps his financial burden. You know, if you have a team that comes in and sublets your space, that's a pretty good deal. And I know the NFL must have thought so too, because it was a 30-2 vote. And the Chargers owner apparently doesn't get along with Stan Kroenke. There's some sort of drama that I'm just learning about.
Yeah.
And so
he doesn't get
happened,
along with many people.
Yeah, it seems like there's really a huge, unique set of problems for the Chargers, because they made it seem like this was the last game that they were going to play in San Diego when they closed their season this year. And now it looks like if they decide they want to relocate to L.A., which they might, they wouldn't be able to do it for another year or so. Maybe 2017 would be when they relocate. And
you know,
that would be if they settle their beef.
Yeah, there's a stadium in Framingham, my hometown, called Bowditch Field, and that would be available for games for the Rams should the Chargers need a place to go. We can bring them to Framingham.
How's
that for a deal? What a deal. Super. 888-302-3684. Okay, so that's one item that's on the trending list. The State of the Union last night, President Obama and the congressional leaders, members of Congress and the Senate, Supreme Court, the usual pomp and circumstance. He opened up the State of the Union with a zinger.
Tonight marks the 8th year that I've come here to report on the State of the Union. And for this final one, I'm going to try to make it a little shorter. I know some of you are anxious to get back to Iowa. I've been there. I'll be shaking hands afterwards if you want some tips.
Really. The Donald wasn't mentioned by name in either the President's State of the Union address or the Republican response, but he was the focus of his speeches. This is a guy who has been able to take lemons and make lemonade out of them. The juggernaut here is beginning to surprise me, because he doesn't show weakness, although there are some people who think that he's in trouble in Iowa. Do you share that concern, Jennifer?
Donald Trump? You know, I think that Ted Cruz will probably win Iowa, but it's, I mean, they're still really close in the polls. I mean, it's very possible that Trump will win. He was tweeting last night that Ted Cruz has actually done a lot of sponsoring of his own polls in Iowa, because I guess one of the keys of winning that state is people will tend to vote with whoever the front runner is. So Ted Cruz has been doing his own polls that show him as the front runner, according to Donald Trump on Twitter last night, because I had to check in with the Trumpster during the State of the Union, because he was calling it lethargic and, you know, of course, having some...
All right, let's see if we can keep that lethargy going. Here's the president talking about this being an election year, et cetera, and that doesn't mean that just because people are running for re-election, we can't get something done.
I understand that because it's an election season, expectations for what we will achieve this year are low. But, Mr. Speaker, I appreciate the constructive approach that you and other leaders took at the end of last year to pass a budget and make tax cuts permanent for working families. So I hope we can work together this year on some bipartisan priorities, like criminal justice reform and helping people who are battling prescription drug abuse and heroin abuse. So, who knows? We might surprise the cynics again.
Yeah, those are two worthwhile adventures to have, I think. So let's wish them well, both sides, when it comes to those sorts of things. They are important. President also said it may be his last go-around, but he still has a list of things he wants to do.
Tonight, I want to go easy on the traditional list of proposals for the year ahead. Don't worry, I've got plenty, from helping students learn to write computer code to personalizing medical treatments for patients, and I will keep pushing for progress on the work that I believe still needs to be done. Fixing a broken immigration system. Protecting our kids from gun violence. Equal pay for equal work. Paid leave. The minimum wage. Yeah. All these things still matter to hardworking families. They're still the right thing to do, and I won't let up until they get done. But for my final address to this chamber, I don't want to just talk about next year. I want to focus on the next 5 years, the next 10 years, and beyond. I want to focus on our future.
When I listen to him, it so bothers me as a former English teacher. We're going to do this, and we're coming to that. There's no G on the end of his words. I know that nobody else in the world is thinking about that except me. Maybe a few English. Your mother taught English, didn't she?
She did, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
English and drama.
Well, she liked Obama, but she still might
She wouldn't nitpick him for that,
no. No, she wouldn't.
She
no, I would.
Him. Although, he told a glaring lie last night, Dougie.
Really?
And Ken.
And that was?
He said he was going to keep it short. One of the first things he said, apparently it tested, you know, Frank Luntz does his popular testing with what people like about the speech. And I guess that was the thing that people liked most, is that he said he'd keep it short. But, man, it lasted a long time. I was exhausted by the time it was over.
That's life down on the farm. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The only problem with all the social media that we have is that the focus is just on Powerball, 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 Powerball. So we'll get to that focus in a moment here on Good Day, 14 past the hour.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You've got this.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, we have, where are we, 17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The governor of Michigan has called in the National Guard to help hand out bottled water in Flint, Michigan. Dangerous lead levels. This is the second or third day we've been talking about this. I'm flabbergasted that somebody could be as stupid as this guy was who was in charge of public works there to change the source of water from one of the cleanest of the Great Lakes to one of the dirtiest rivers in the country. I just don't get it. And now these water resources teams are going door to door in Flint to distribute bottled water and water filters and cartridges and testing kits because the water is so horrible. The Flint River runs by most of the old automobile plants, and it's been filled with garbage for years. And so whatever possessed, you know how many suits there are going to be because of the sickness of people that have been drinking this water? Phew. Just, it's one of those things you hold in the palm of your hand and you think, all right, here's another beautiful example. And it would be if not so many people were susceptible to being hurt. This could be a dangerous.
Another Aaron Brockovich story, huh?
Aye. Okay, Powerball tonight.
I'm ready to win, Dougie.
How many tickets have you bought?
None yet, but I'll get some today.
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona this morning, and I'm going to... Yesterday I stopped twice, and both times I was saying to Meredith, who bought a few tickets yesterday afternoon, I'm going to go buy some tickets, and then I'd forget to go buy the tickets. So on my way back, when I drive back this afternoon, back to L.A., I'll stop and pick up a few. Get some for everybody so that we can get our share. I'm betting that this is going to get to $2 billion by tonight, or pretty doggone close to it. It's at $1.5 billion, I think, Kenny, now, isn't it? $1.5 billion, $1.6 billion, somewhere in there. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, who's the first person you're going to tell after you win the Powerball tonight, Jennifer? Your significant other? No, scratch that for Jennifer. Parents.
What do you mean? I'm going to put it on Twitter so that everybody in the land will know.
Really?
No, I would probably tell my parents, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe
all
the
right.
gentleman, so, my gentleman friend.
Yeah. All right. So here we have the five possibilities. You can pick one of these as you are suited to select. Your spouse, significant other is A. Parents, children, B. Friends, C. Lawyer, D. I'm not telling anyone. With
my
me,
lawyer.
It would be D.
I have a lawyer.
I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd have somebody else pick it up for me. I would not be visible. You'd never know. Other than I pay off your mortgage, Jennifer. Can I pay off your mortgage? I might even pay off Richie's mortgage, but I wouldn't tell a soul. Not a
have
soul.
Somebody else pick up the money for you?
Yep. I'd have somebody, I'd pay him $1 million to pick it up.
There you go.
You'd never see him again.
No, no. You have to. You go. You make sure that there's somebody with him. 21 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Matt, 23 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I about to be witness to your smile or to your outright laughter. Let's hope we can get at least some smiling going on here. One of the first things that you notice when you get out of your car and you're meeting somebody, Jennifer, what's the first thing you notice the person you're meeting?
Usually either their face and eyes or their shoes.
Really?
Depending on where I, what level I'm at. What am I closing to?
Oh, that's
Kenny, yeah, I usually notice thing... people's shoes or their smile.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, about you?
Yeah, face, smile.
All right. Let's see if we can put a smile on all of our faces with some of the monologue excerpts from last night's late night program, starting with Conan O'Brien with a focus on Mrs. Clinton.
Today, Hillary Clinton said she went to Donald Trump's wedding, but didn't give him a gift. Trump said, just for that, you're not coming to my next three weddings. So...
Let's hope. Has he been, he's been married three times, I think, right, Donald Trump?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do we think about the similarities? The women all more or less look the same, do they not?
They're all sort of European beauties, I think, other than Marla Maples. But it was the Ivana Trump, and then Marla Maples, and now Melania Trump.
Right. So in terms of how this happens, do you think men do the same thing? Women pick the same... no, I'm going to turn this around. Men who marry multiple times often will say... that, and by observation, you see that women look very much the same, and they seem to be very much the same.
I mean, Ivana and Melania have that European buxom kind of look. I think Marla Maples was more of your, you know, kind of American, all-American girl. And she's got two blondes and a brunette. I mean, you know, they're not that much alike.
So you don't think they're that much. Do women choose the same sort of men? Each, if women marry more than once, do they choose the same sort of look, do you think? Is that too much of a generalization?
No, I think it's a generalization. I'm not sure that women do that.
All right. I'll leave it open for a comment. Email address is Doug@DougStephan.com. Stephen Colbert now from last night joking about the winning Powerball lottery number.
All I can really think about is tomorrow's record $1.5 billion Powerball drawing. Now, I know I didn't win over the weekend, but that just means I'm due. Last week, when the jackpot was a laughable $800 million, I played and I lost. So this time, I did what any sane person would do, the exact same thing again, expecting different results. So, and this is true, I got my lotto ticket right here, all right? Smells lucky. And this time tomorrow, you'll be looking at a billionaire. Actually, you'll be looking at a rerun.
Rerun.
Yeah, me, when I win tomorrow, I'll be here. You won't even know, as I said. I'll be here. You can depend on me.
You'll burst. You won't be able to keep that secret.
Oh, yes, I will. Absolutely will. Seth Meyers joking about Rupert Murdoch getting married again, speaking of marriages.
84-year-old media mogul Rupert Murdoch this week proposed to 59-year-old former model Jerry Hall. Hall said yes because she didn't feel like standing in line for Powerball tickets.
It's like winning your own personal jackpot.
That's it, right, exactly. Bingo. So now I'm trying to put the same sort of judgment, if that's what it is, onto Rupert Murdoch, and I'm remembering this is, I believe, that Jerry Hall be his third wife. Second wife was Asian. The first wife I think his college sweetheart or somebody he'd known for quite a while. I don't think she was American. I think she was Australian. At any rate. Okay, so let's move over to Ellen DeGeneres' corner from her program yesterday. Binge-watching television shows seems to be amusing.
It used to be easier to talk about TV shows because we'd all see it at the same time. But now, because we record things and we watch them online and stuff, you spoil things for somebody, you know? So we binge watch everything, but people watch it at a different pace, you know? Like, you know, some people are done with Making a Murderer, some people are just starting, some people are in the middle, and I want to talk about it because I'm done with it, but I don't want to talk about it in a way that gives anything away.
Of course not. There's one particular kind of tax that's actually healthy for you. Dr. Chambers On Call has more here on Good Day.
In the news, can raising your taxes make you healthier? This is Dr. Chambers On Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Now relax, don't have a heart attack. I don't like paying taxes any more than you. But sometimes, taxes nudge people to change behavior that's making them sick. I'm talking soda tax. You have to understand, soda is empty calories and a huge factor in making people obese. The soda industry says, no, a soda tax won't work. Public health advocates say, yes it will. Well, a year ago, Mexico introduced a soda tax to see if this meant people would drink less soda. Here's the thing. A year later, the answer is soda sales dropped big time. DCOC advice, as the soda lobby in the U.S. is way powerful, so if you're overweight or obese, don't wait for a sugar tax here to change your behavior. Do it yourself. Do it now. Stop drinking all soda. Switch to water. It'll save your life. This is Dr. Chambers On Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Okay. Hello. Welcome to the richest radio program
sincere, Dougie.
On the radio. Oh, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. I feel rich. I have you.
You are.
I have Kenny. I am. I have rich friends. Why not? You know what? It's a perception. It's what you think of yourself. Are you rich in so many? There's so many different ways to be rich. Abundance is a wonderful word. And when I think about all the things I give thanks for every day, abundance in so many different ways. I was driving across on the 10 from Los Angeles to Phoenix yesterday afternoon. The sky was blue. It was about 65 degrees. It was a beautiful afternoon. And I was so thankful that I had the ability to get in my car and drive over here and witness all of the things. They got dark last night, a little sliver of the moon. I walked outside to go across the parking lot to have a little bite to eat. And just looking around, I forgot the pants that I needed for a business meeting today. I went over to a store and bought a pair of pants, but I got advice.
Oh, good. Maybe you're just going to go without.
No, I got advice on the phone.
In lieu of pants, I'm just going to.
Yes. No, Charlie Sheen would do that, but I wouldn't.
Yes, maybe he would.
Charlie Sheen is trending in the department of do you really believe this guy under the circumstances? He told Dr. Oz that he went off his HIV cocktail and tried experimental treatments in Mexico. He said, quote, I've been off my meds for a week. Am I risking my life? Sure. So what? I was born dead. What a horrible. Isn't that awful?
Oh.
when you think that. What do you think his father, Martin Sheen, thinks?
I don't know, but when the odds are stacked against you like they are with Charlie Sheen, I mean, really, you've got a lot of issues to deal with. I don't know if I'd look at the stuff that way.
He's been in some good movies, good television shows.
Of course, lots of opportunity.
So many people say, you've got so much going for you, pal. Why are you blowing it? And that's a question that is built, I think, so wrapped around things like karma and past life experiences and, you know, just the things that we don't, I say we don't have any control over. You have control over everything. You have choices to make. You can look at it and say, okay, do I want to go that road or do I want to go down that road? And he chose a road that I think at the end, this is, unless something miraculous happens, this guy's going to have a hard time sticking around. I don't see how living the way he's living. And so why are you so suicidal? Once again, is it a portrait of somebody who's got lots of money, he doesn't know what to do with it, and he doesn't really know what his life is all about? And so you get around to, if that's the case, thinking about winning this jackpot. So many people are so focused on this $1.5 billion or whatever it is. So many people are so focused on winning it, what they would do and all of that stuff. I get some advice from Mark Cuban in a few minutes. But first I want to get back to the president and the State of the Union address from last night. Some of the things he talked about, something I think we can all wrap ourselves around to a point, depending on how you define making it easier to vote. Here's the president talking about that.
We've got to make it easier to vote, not harder. We need to modernize it for the way we live now. This is America. We want to make it easier for people to participate. And over the course of this year, I intend to travel the country to push for reforms that do just that.
So what does it mean to push for efforts at making it easier to vote? We all know there's a thing that goes on every election. The black people say that they're being prejudiced because they don't have driver's licenses. And yet, most of us who have any common sense think it would be much better if you could actually prove who you are when you go to vote, because in circumstances like Jennifer here in California, me in Massachusetts, or wherever I might vote, there are plenty of states, just go and say, okay, my name is such and such, and I live at this address, and there's my name on the sheet, and give me a ballot. That's all I have to do. That's all you have to do, Jennifer. And Kenny, yeah, that's all you have to do.
That was sort of my response on Twitter last night, is I don't think it is difficult to vote right now. I mean,
it isn't.
I mean, try it sometime. It's pretty easy. I mean, you don't even have to show your identification. I mean, you just kind of pull up and walk in and sign your name.
That speaks to, well, see, that's the problem. And that's what bothers me. And so many people focus on the Democrats when it comes to this. But it does seem you can draw the conclusion, looking at legislation that they have sponsored in the main, that it is something that they have pushed for. Get the people who are in this country to vote, so, and make it easier for them, so they'll vote for us.
Well, I think that's exactly why you see a big push for the refugee program and a big push to keep immigration going, because that is how people tend to want to secure elections. It's how the Democrats think that they secure elections, I think. It's not fair. And, you know, just to get back to voting, voting is one of the greatest gifts that we're given, as it's the basic civic duty that we have as Americans. It's the one thing that we have to do every so often to go out and make our voices heard. You don't have to do much to live here. I know we have to pay taxes, but in relative comparison to other places, this is the greatest country on earth. And if you can't get it to a voting booth or even get an absentee ballot, and you're telling me that that is too hard for you, what?
There are many people who think there ought to be some kind of educational standard for people to vote, not just anybody who breathes, who claims to be a citizen, who has a pulse, goes in and votes. There are a lot of people who think it ought to go back to the days when there were landowner requirements. I mean, I don't think that's...
See, I don't think that's true. Right. I mean, look, I think that people have fought long and hard for their right to vote, and we should respect that, and they should respect that by making it a point to show up and press the lever.
And it should be a holiday, or it should be on the weekend.
Yep.
Having
weekend,
on a work day is dumb.
You're right. Yeah, it is dumb. Why is it so difficult to get this moved? What is there about this? And this is the kind of stuff, why isn't this an issue that these people are talking about when they're trying to get your vote? Why is all this superficial baloney? There are some of the things that are being discussed this year are great, but some of it is just crap. And if you get to fundamental things like this, why we want to have a whole weekend to vote. We want to have the primary elections all on the same day across the country, not this foolishness that we have right now. We want that. We need it. We deserve it. So why don't we have it? Because there's not a concerted effort. People are not organized enough yet to make it happen. But it needs to happen. And there are all kinds of reasons for it. It's not Jennifer and Kenny's vote won't be worth a damn when it comes to the primary, because the decision will already have been made by the time California has its primary. That's not
and
right.
I know there's so many. I mean, I'm with you guys. I think if you want to make it on a weekend, fine. Whatever it is, I think one primary, especially for the presidential, for the whole country.
Yes.
It makes no sense that the people, and no offense to my friends in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, but I want to count too.
Right.
You know?
Well,
it's like
what's offensive about that? This is nonsense. All this focus on Iowa and New Hampshire is nonsense. And there ought to be an end to it, and we ought to be really working. Pretty much, there are three or four issues now that we ought to take to the streets on, just like in the 60s with the marches to get equality for blacks and women's movement and things. These are just as important, and there should be organized demonstrations in cities all across the country to bring these changes to the surface. I believe that wholeheartedly, very strongly. All right, that's the president say. He goes on about partisanship. He should talk. So let's move to what else is here that is the cut, Kara, on Muslims. It's 1309. Let's listen to that for a minute.
The world respects us not just for our arsenal. It respects us for our diversity and our openness and the way we respect everything. His Holiness Pope Francis told this body from the very spot that I'm standing on tonight that to imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. When politicians insult Muslims, whether abroad or our fellow citizens, when a mosque is vandalized or a kid is called names, that doesn't make us safer. That's not telling it like it is. It's just wrong. It diminishes us in the eyes of the world. It makes it harder to achieve our goals. It betrays who we are as a country.
A lot of truth in that. There's a lot of truth in that. But then you turn around and say, okay, so how come this Iranian government run by Muslims has taken 10 American sailors? They're being held because a couple of them...
They were already freed this morning.
Oh, were they freed? When did they get free?
Moments ago.
All right, okay.
It just
so
happened. And the idea is, though, our big ally in Iran. I mean, I think that is still something to talk about. Iran is known for capturing people in big moments. They did it to England.
Did you call him our big ally? What did you...
With air quotes around it, our big ally in Iran.
Tongue firmly
you should hear that with a sarcasm, but it was intended. But, you know, if these are our buddies and we have this agreement with them, it just seems kind of funny that they'd pick up our people in the first place.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Des Moines, Iowa. Hello. This is my Larry King impression. Des Moines, Iowa. Hello. Hi. Who are you? What's your name?
This is Cassie from Irvindale, Iowa.
Hi.
And I was actually just going to make a quick comment, because I know you guys were talking about the primaries and how it's in Iowa first, but as being in Iowa, I can tell you one thing that does... it kind of, for us, it makes it seem a little more fair, because as far as when the general election shows up, to be honest with you, Iowa has so few votes that it also, we kind of feel that same way that you're feeling now with the primaries. That
because
of your
electoral college. Mm-hmm.
This is a two-pronged approach. Thank you. Yeah, the electoral college is unfair, unnecessary, unjust, and inappropriate. That's another thing that should be chucked out the window. Whoever gets the most votes wins, period, end of story. Otherwise, there's all kinds of corruption. If that had been the case, George Bush would never have been president of this country, or he sure as heck wouldn't have been president in 2000. Might have been president, you know, after Gore spent 2 or 3 years doing whatever he might have done, but we'll never know because the Supreme Court and the law of the land allowed them to cheat, and that's basically what it was. That was a crooked election, and it came about because of the fact that we have this electoral college nonsense, which doesn't give everybody. We have all kinds of things. When you examine the voting system in our country, we have all kinds of ways of corrupting it, and it should be fixed. So have you made up your mind who you're going to support, by the way? Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. I was hoping we'd find out.
I would like to know. All right, 14 before the...
I was hotly contested, yes.
Yes, it is. 40, coming up on 40, actually 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
47 past the hour. Jennifer, Doug, Kenny. Now, the attention that has been garnered by the Powerball lottery numbers, the amount of, it's like 1.516. I'm betting it's going to be close to $2 billion by the drawing tonight. And so the Dallas Morning News went to Mark Cuban to ask what he advised to people. Whoever wins tonight is going to be close to being a billionaire after taxes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I found most interesting in nosing around was what he said when he found out that he was a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. And I remember the second it happened, because I was working at home in the morning and watching the stock because we were getting close, and I was literally naked in front of my computer when it crossed the line and I was a billionaire. So, you know, it was that.
So come on, that moment, the moment you were naked in front of your computer and you become a billionaire, what do? I hope this is clean. This better be clean.
Again, because at that point in time, the market was so crazy, I didn't know if it would last.
If I could say to you, okay, Mark Cuban, I can let you relive the best sex you've ever had in your life, or that moment when you're naked in front of your computer.
No, that we need to hear
that. Let that go a little far, didn't you?
Yeah, let that go. Anyway, so the Dallas Morning News asked him what his tips were for the lottery winner. He said the first thing you've got to do is hire an attorney. Don't take the lump sum. See, that's the thing I was thinking about, especially with so much money involved here. Don't take the lump sum. Get the payout over 30 years. Set up the trusts that you need to, so the value of the money comes as a throw-off. All of you and your family and everybody in the foreseeable future of your family lives off of the interest that you make from all of this cash. He said something that was really swell, too, I thought. If you weren't happy yesterday, you won't be happy tomorrow. It's money, it's not happiness. I thought that was terrifically sage, frankly. Tell all your friends and relatives no, they're going to ask you. Can I borrow $1 million from you, or can I borrow $100,000, or can I borrow $10,000? If your friends come to you and ask you for money, they will not be your friends after the end. That's what basically he says. He says you don't become a smart investor when you win the lottery. You put it in the bank and you live comfortably forever. You will sleep a lot better knowing you will not lose any money. That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You set it up so that you put in investments and come back 4% or 5%, and that is it. That's what you do if you're smart. I think he made some very good suggestions there. We're going to take it to heart. When we win, Jennifer, that's what we'll do. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Day program. We have the services of Greg Seven joining Jennifer and Kenny and me with his overview of some of the important news in the world of technology and what's trending, etc., etc., etc. I found it fascinating. There's an Instagram account that appears to belong to a New York City police officer who's on active duty. This policeman posted, and has been apparently for quite a while, Greg, offensive messages on Instagram. And so this is the kind of stuff that gives those people who are running, like Bratton runs the police, Bill Bratton runs the police department in New York, and he's really quite good at what he's doing. But there's so many, what are there, 34, 35,000 police officers in New York? How do you run an organization that has that many people? And then when somebody does something crazy or silly like this, how do you discipline them? Because the unions are all behind them, but it brings around a focus to us understanding that you can find out almost anything about anybody and just watch what they're, or figure out who they are, what kind of a person they are, by watching what they are writing on the social media sites. So does it become then an impeachable offense? Does it become a reason to fire the guy? Because you really find out, if you didn't have social media, this guy would still be the same guy. But now that we've seen what he's like, does he need to be fired? And what kind of problems does that sort of technology present? It's fascinating, isn't it, a theory?
Well, it's also, it's interesting in today's world when there's a crime, and there's a suspect, one of the first things law enforcement does is go to social media sites like Facebook and Instagram and others and look for the suspect to see if the suspect he or she has left any clues that might confirm or give indications that he or she did commit the crime. And then that kind of evidence can be taken into court if it's solid enough. So and to make this more relevant to most of us, people do get fired because of things they do put on Facebook and other social media. So you really, you should, as I like to say, think before you tweet or use any social media because it really costs you.
And seeing what this guy's all about here, it seems to me he's what I talk about often in terms of officers that ought not to be officers. He hasn't been properly trained, and even if he has, obviously he hasn't stuck because this kind of stuff's unacceptable. He should not be a police officer. So we find it out courtesy of social media. Here's something else that's compelling about our connection to social media. How to get services. Uber and Lyft both now are teaming up with the medical transportation networks to bring people for medical checkups, for tests, that sort of thing. This can be nothing but good, would you say? How do you read or rate something like this in terms of effectiveness, Greg?
Well, I think it's a brilliant use of these on-demand car services. I think the downside for Uber and Lyft is liability. So if you're on your way to a doctor's appointment because you're getting a heart checkup and you have a heart attack in the car, there could be a family who's tempted to sue you for not driving faster or advertising this as a service for transporting medical patients but not having a registered nurse or some other medical professional in the car. I assume they're looking into those kinds of things, but overall, I think there's all kinds of specialty areas where Uber and Lyft can really make life better for a lot of people, and I think they better hurry up and do it because that's part of the drive for the driverless car.
Yep. Oh, man, can you imagine? You can put somebody who's sick on the back of a car that's not being driven by anybody. Get me to the hospital. Just say that in the car. Get me to the hospital, Max. And Max drives you to the hospital, and there's no Max in the car. All right, so there's an app available to complain about airlines. I would think, I'm surprised there's only one, frankly. There's a startup in L.A. That has enough venture capital to make it work, I'm guessing, that helps you resolve or spout off about service. So how's this all going to work?
Well, the company is called Service, and I'm a little skeptical of this, frankly. I think there's more to the story than they're telling us. But in theory, the idea is when you're having trouble with an airline or with the cable company, and it's pretty obvious that you're in the right and they're in the wrong, that instead of you investing lots of time and anger and sitting on hold trying to resolve the issue, Service would resolve the issue for you. But I frankly have a hard time believing that this is going to play out very successfully over time because I believe big corporations will just figure out ways to get around whatever we throw at them.
Right. We'll find a way to continue to give you service that sucks. All right. Thank you, American Airlines. And Greg Stebbin, who's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.